For many of Jesus' disciples, the miracles he performed were an important proof that he really was the Christ. They exhibited his power and authority, and they showed that God approved of his message. But were there other purposes too? Why did Jesus perform miracles?
You know, oftentimes we think about Jesus' miracles only in sort of a spectacular sense, as a demonstration of his identity as the second person of the Trinity, of his deity. And they certainly do testify to his authority. But what we also see is that Jesus heals to restore the people who can't go to the temple to worship, who can't function properly in society because they're a leper, because they have an issue of blood, because they're blind. These things prevent them from going to worship God at the temple. And so we see Jesus having real compassion on people, and by healing them, restoring them to their full membership in the people of God and to their full functionality, to be able then to work, provide for their family and for themselves. And then we lastly see Jesus doing miracles again, particularly with the demonic and casting out demons, to demonstrate his authority as the Messiah, as the one who is the kingdom of God present in their midst, who can restrict the activity of the devil. And so for these reasons, Jesus performs miracles.
I think Jesus performed miracles for several different reasons. One was out of compassion and to meet human needs. He cared for people. At times it says he looked at them and had compassion on them, so he performed the miracles. Another reason was to demonstrate who he was, to demonstrate his authority. And so when he cast out a demon, or when he healed the sick, or when he performed a nature miracle, like walking on the water, it was to demonstrate his divine authority and power. And I think the third reason he performed miracles was to really demonstrate his mission. His mission was to proclaim and to inaugurate, to establish the kingdom of God. And what does the kingdom of God look like? Well, ultimately, the kingdom of God is restoring creation to a right relationship with the Creator. And so for all of creation, and human beings in particular, to once again submit to the authority of God and to be the creation that God intended it to be. And so when he heals the sick, he is demonstrating the restoration of human beings through healing. When he casts out demons, he's demonstrating that he's breaking the power of Satan over this creation. When he's raising the dead, he's demonstrating his resurrection power to destroy death once and for all. So these are little snapshots of the coming kingdom that's going to come, demonstrating that his message, the message of the coming of the kingdom of God, is in fact true, demonstrating it through these mighty miracles, through these powers.